Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome in. We are keeping an eye on Washington, D.C. this morning. The Supreme Court, where hearings are set to get underway in about an hour or so, just as we go off the air here, they will start their oral arguments on these landmark women's sports cases. There are a couple of them that will be argued today. So we'll get the audio from those. There's no video from inside of the courtroom, but it'll be a challenge to 30 different states that have set up laws controlling or limiting, preventing, in most cases, men from participating in girls' sports. And that's what's on the... There will be people in court today arguing it should be okay for a biological male to compete against a female, my daughter's, in sports. That drives me nuts. Where's common sense here? I tell you, honestly, if somebody who was living 25 years ago and isn't living today woke up in today's society, they'd think the whole world had flipped upside down.
Oh, I know.
No doubt about it.
You know, there was a video undercover of somebody going into an Ohio school saying, hey, my sister's transgender and she would still like to participate in sports. Is that a problem? And the administrator saying, oh, no, not a problem at all. You bet we can get your sister into the athletics, you know, whatever sport she wanted to play. And then you hear the mom, I guess the fake mom, saying, well, do we have to tell the other parents? And the school administrator says no. Well, guess what? Ohio has a law that bans these transgender people from participating, so the transgender girls, so biological boys, participating with girls. So, you know, when you look at the map that I keep seeing on Fox News saying these are the states that ban transgender athletes or whatever, that a lot of these states aren't upholding that.
Right. Well, I don't know how long the arguments are going to take today. I'm sure there's going to be full coverage throughout the morning between Kilmeade and the Annie Fry Show starting at noon today. By then, I don't know if it'll be over or not. It'll have gone 2 hours at that point. But there's more than one case, and they're all on the docket for today. And then I heard that tomorrow, and I need to check, Supreme Court has something on their website about this, that tomorrow might be another opinion day. So out of all of this, tomorrow we could get a decision released on the tariff case or something like that, which could end up costing the United... If they rule against Trump on this, it could cost billions of dollars. I just hope they bear that in mind.
Did I hear that the tariffs have generated some $213 billion in revenue?
Yeah.
And if the Supreme Court were to shoot him down on that, we'd have to pay all of that
back. Well, I don't know about all of it, but you can bet that some entity would come looking for its money back.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
yeah,
and
potentially.
You know, Trump had just imposed the 25% tariff on any country. So Russia, China, some of these other countries that are still doing business with Iran in light of these protests are saying, you know, we're going to set up some... It's a really good deterrent, remember?
It is. It's a great negotiating
Canada.
Tool.
Yeah.
And Congress gave the president the authority to do that. And I really hope the Supreme Court understands that on some level, how important it is and how effective it's been. I know they're not supposed to look at outcomes probably in making their decision, but rather hold this up against what what the law, the current law says. The law is that Congress gave him permission to the presidency, not Trump specifically, permission to levy tariffs. It's the negotiating tool that's never, hardly ever been used by American presidents. In most cases, they've just collapsed like a cheap hand. And we've been abused for years and years and years. And that's finally over. And the economy's reflecting it. I saw gas under $2 a gallon. A friend of mine posted a picture of it. It wasn't in Missouri, but I'm sure that there are examples of that all over the place. I don't pay much attention to the price of regular unleaded. I'm only looking at diesel. And I saw diesel up in North St. Louis the other day for two. My gosh, how much was it? $2.60 maybe? I don't know. It was well under $3 a gallon. So this is all heading in the right direction. A lot of this has to do with tariffs. A lot of it has to do with that once the cost of transportation drops on these things, the cost of providing goods from point A to point B will go down. Eventually, those are going to get passed on to the consumer. It's just going to take take a little while to get it done. So I think we're going to get Charles Payne on here, right? Maybe tomorrow?
Hopefully. Charles or Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Charles or Taylor Riggs, one of the two, tomorrow. So we can talk more about that tariff case, if indeed there's talk that it's one of the ones that could be released tomorrow. Now, we won't know till tomorrow, obviously, but I'm sure that analysts who are looking at the court might have a better idea on that. You know, one thing we have talked a lot about are these data centers. They're controversial. There's no doubt about it that they're controversial. And I think a lot of that has to do with, I'm going to term the way I say this, I'll say it in the kindest possible way, ignorance about what one of these looks like once it's in. I think there's a lot of fear that's connected to it. Because people don't quite understand what it's going to look like. They know it's a drain on resources. They know it takes up a lot of space. It burns a lot of energy.
People
and they
are worried
have questions
about environmental
about how that's going to impact them and all that. So I'm not saying that their fears aren't legitimate. I'm just saying that many people just don't know. And then so when one of these pops up, well, if you're the development guy at a local town, you want the business, you want the tax base, you want the revenue from something like that. And then the residents are going to stand up and say, wait a minute, I don't want that in my backyard. I shouldn't be able to see that from where I live. So we're going to talk about a situation that's just developed. They've been all over the place. And in Festus, I know for sure, Forestell, a few other places, St. Charles has talked about it. Now one's popped up over in Troy, Illinois. We're going to talk to one of the grassroots people who's opposed to this and has been going to the council to discuss it coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll get to that. But right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
And, you know, the one comment right off the bat that just strikes me is that, you know, we don't show a warrant for arrest. Well, Title 8 for under the Immigration Nationality Act, you know, ICE doesn't need a warrant to make that arrest.
No, ICE does not need a warrant. Just one more thing that we're learning out of Minneapolis where, oh, they're masked thugs and they're stealing people off the street, which is some talking point the Democrats have put out that unfortunately far too many in the national media are playing along with or not dismissing.
We are seeing these instances play out in American communities across the country where you have these organized paid antagonists who are part of these groups that are actively, impeding lawful law enforcement operations.
Yep. Caroline Levitt yesterday outside of the White House there addressing this. I'm so glad that she did. And I think we're about to find out who some of these people are, where the money's coming from, and whether or not there's anything the DOJ can do about it.
And then my husband and I wanted to also keep her in athletics because we were able to in Virginia. Is that something we're still able to do here?
You bet.
Okay, even though she's trans.
You bet. We have the kiddos. Oh, I know okay. We do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Would we have to, like, tell parents?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's kind of muffled. That's what Kim was talking about earlier. An Ohio school official suggesting that they allow boys to play with biological girls in sports and they don't even have to tell anybody. Is that going on at your local school district? Wouldn't you love to know? I don't understand why that's not playing. Hang on. Here we go. Let's try this.
And to other cities, and nothing like this has happened to me before.
But 2 weeks after Tarianna Mueller moved to St. Louis, she found this when she came to her car parked on Clark near Broadway Sunday. Busted windows, broken glass, and the inside of her car rummaged through.
Yep, there you have it. Dozens, apparently, of cars multiple nights in a row downtown with their windows smashed out, and nobody arrested for it, to the best of my knowledge. People are pretty fired up. This has been a downtown problem for years. It's usually a crime of opportunity, and the only answer for it is for these apartment complexes to buck up and provide more security, as in somebody in a golf cart stationed outside keeping an eye on the cars at night.
Weren't they doing this with some entertainment district that they were trying to establish, and that includes having more security in that area?
I thought that passed last year.
I did too.
With more money available, so I don't know why.
When is it implemented?
Yeah, it's a good question. These are all good questions that we need to find out. Maybe we can get the chief on. We can talk about some of that. We'll see. You can talk about his new crime stats that he's been bragging about. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Derek Rammert. He is with the a group of people who are upset, Residents for Responsible Growth, over that data center over in Troy, Illinois. We'll be.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Intense moments in Festus at last night's city council meeting, where a discussion surrounding a potential data center sparked tempers. Some people who support the plan say that any construction is an investment in the future, but others gave pushback, arguing that data centers can create rippling effects that impact the community.
That was part of a report on Channel 4 back in December. Wherever these data center issues pop up in front of city council, sometimes it seems like the city knew about it a long time before the public ever found out. I think that undermines public confidence when that happens. That was the situation in Festus. We've seen it in Forestell. They had to move a meeting the other day because so many people showed up concerned about the idea of a data center. It's all over the place, including over in Troy, Illinois. We've got Derek Rammert on the phone with us this morning. He's a part of a group of residents that are calling themselves Residents for Responsible Growth, and they want to talk more about a data center proposal in Troy. And Derek, welcome to the show. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for reaching out. I appreciate that. I've heard from several different people about this proposal in Troy. So fill us in. Where does this stand, and when did it first come to the public's attention?
You know, it's crazy. It's been over the past couple months. Troy's really gone from not talking about data centers, a lot of us not even knowing what it was, to as soon as last week having a zoning and planning meeting. There was a Q&A with a site prepping company there pitching the potential 200 to 300 acre 500 megawatt project, which, by the way, 500 megawatts can equal 350,000 homes in power. But it all started very quickly. It was back in November, the Times Tribune, Madison County paper, started reporting about Troy hosting, a Q&A on data centers originally, or trying to sell the idea of data centers. But then at the end of November, they had passed all these regulations or these ordinances to basically welcome a data center in a lot of people's perceptions.
Yeah, right. without much input, I'm assuming, from the public at that point.
No, I wouldn't think it was a lot of input from the public, because some of the ordinances that they passed certainly don't seem like they're in anybody's best interest. I mean, it's some of it is things that they can move as close as 200 feet to a residential property line.
Wow.
Well, yeah, that would hurt property values. And I know that's one concern, understandably, that people have. What would you say, Derek, or maybe your top three concerns with these data centers?
You know, I think for our concern with this, one of it is just the transparency of the process. But really, it's scale, that central issue. You know, you're talking about something that large, that magnitude. It's four times larger than anything that Southwest Electric currently handles. And we're not talking about a single building in our town. We're talking about a campus. And that scale alone just fundamentally changes the community around it. We're not an industrial town. But if you put something that magnitude and that size in, that can change overnight just the character of the town. This isn't a warehouse. It's a high-density industrial facility that transforms everything around it.
Just to clear up in people's minds, I mean, a data center is somewhere where a large corporation needs to have storage capacity, I'm assuming, for its data that is either customer-owned or its own personal data. There's such a demand. You talked about the energy that it would take to run something like this. Are any of these self-contained? I heard somebody arguing the other day, well, you know, in terms of damage to the environment, the water systems are self-contained and they've got backup generators and it doesn't affect your power grid. I don't know how it could not affect it at some point. There have to be safeguards built in. What have they told you about those concerns?
I mean, as far as the power, and I'll go from what they told us at the Q&A last week. As far as the power, they sell it in as, well, one, the Global Loop guys start off saying that power is king. And that's what attracts them to areas. So the substations we have here, the fiber optics that we have here made it attractive. And he said the published ordinances made it attractive.
Sure.
As far as the power, they claim that they will pay all the infrastructure costs up front. They're not really clear on what happens after that, because pieces wear down over time. You're building this mass, you know, these massive power upgrades. So what happens when those parts need replaced? Water, they keep referencing closed loop. They're estimating to be 1 million gallons for initial refill or for initial fill, and refills supposedly are only needed multiple years after that. And at one point, I'm not overly familiar with this, but at one point they mentioned glycol is part of the system in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite overly familiar with that. But citizens did raise questions at that meeting of, hey, we got one, our water quality is not the best here. If you've lived in Troy, if anybody's been in Troy, you usually have to have a water softener to help the water. But what happens in a drought scenario? What if we're in a drought scenario and that happens to be the refilling? Who's going to pay for, how are they going to get their water for as far as the treatment of our water? Who's going to pay for the treatment and the upgrades?
Wow. Well, all good questions. Has council, and we can get somebody on from Troy to discuss this, I guess, but have they slowed down? I mean, does it seem like they're ready to rubber stamp something, or do you think they're going to listen to the concerns that your group's brought forward here?
I'll give you my perception. So this, like, if you run through a quick timeline, we saw this at the newspaper published on November 30th about the ordinances is what caught a lot of people's attentions. The first city council meeting after that, they have two a month. But there was a snowstorm that happened, so there's only one in December. Middle of December, I went to that city council meeting, and I stood up and said, I represent Troy Residents for Responsible Growth, and we pitched our statement of, you know, we're against basically the scale of magnitude. We're asking you to slow down, pause, think this through. I don't think it didn't feel like it was a very welcoming response back. I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth, but it felt a little like the mayor was a little agitated by us being there. Mm-hmm. I've since met with as many city council members that will talk to me, and they're all very polite, by the way. And they've all said, no one can confirm the size. No one can confirm the, you know, because the Troy paper reported 300 to 500 acres.
Right. Derek, I'm going to run out of time here. Is there another meeting coming up that people should be aware of if they live in the area?
Yeah, city council meetings are the first and third Monday.
Okay.
At 6:30. We are encouraging people to show up and let the city council be heard. Because I will say, after last week's Q&A, we're starting to see city council members post on our page as if they're just everyday residents, kind of trying to change the narrative. And so I know a little long-winded with the timeline, but that's what's happening. They've gone from being, you know, like, yes, we'll listen to constituents, to now we're seeing posts that try and change the narrative.
Okay. Well, Derek Reimert, we'll have you on again with an update on this. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Derek Reimert from Residents for Responsible Growth over in Troy, Illinois. If you live in that area, they should have another meeting coming up shortly, I would think, on a Monday night. All right. We're going to be back with Ryan Wiggins in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan Assemble and Bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course.
So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Offense to is the fact when he talked about Texas and Florida and Utah. Mm. Those are states, not just because they're Republican, those are states that don't have any sanctuary jurisdictions that actually hold on to their criminal legal aliens and do not release them back into the communities. And at the same time, if we have ICE agents or deportation officers that are being harassed and impeded, their state law enforcement, local law enforcement actually comes to the aid of ICE, not turn down our 911 calls, not show up to a protest. You know, we only are increasing our numbers because ICE agents are getting attacked due to the lax policies that Minnesota has.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
All right, Ryan Wiggins in studio with us. Ryan, that was Todd Lyons, who's the acting director of Customs and Border Enforcement, or of ICE, I'm sorry, talking about the fact that I think, personally, police officers in these states like Minneapolis and probably Illinois, to some extent, Chicago, Portland, are ordered to stand down by their superiors to not back up their fellow law enforcement officers if they are in trouble. If they put out a call of an officer in need, they are under orders to stand down if it is an ICE agent involved or something to do with immigration. I mean, that's pathetic.
It makes a lot more sense to think about the Democrat Party as being propped up by all of these different sort of, you know, I'm going to say fraudulent, but that's such a broad term because it applies to so many things. But they're propped up by so many different abuses of the current system that's why you're seeing all of this crazy stuff. Like, it makes so much more sense to think, oh, they're against ICE because ICE is deporting voters, or at least census, you know, people that would add to their numbers. They're against fraud because they're using fraud to launder money to themselves. You know, this is how they're propping up their entire political power. So, of course, they're against all of this stuff. And it makes so much more sense to view it through those lenses.
Yeah, it's a great point. It doesn't legitimize it at all, but you understand what their motivation is.
Right. At least right. The people at the top.
Right. No, I would agree with that. And I mentioned this earlier that through all of this, the one thing that nobody's talking about is the fact that the Minnesota fraud has kind of moved into the background.
Yeah.
Because suddenly all the focus is on this protest or that protest or the next outrage by Mayor Fry or Governor. I haven't seen Governor Walz in a day or two, but I'm expecting we will soon. Scott Bessent hasn't given up. He's looking at the fraud.
Yeah, they were losing the narrative on this over the span of about 2 or 3 weeks over the holidays through the beginning of the new year. And yeah, this is a really convenient move here to shift the narrative back to, let's talk about immigration, let's talk about ICE, you know, which is unfortunately still a very hot button topic. So the minute you hit it, yeah, it's going to take the news. But this fraud stuff is such a bigger story because ICE is happening. That's across the country. Why are they like, oh, let's focus on Minnesota? Well, because Minnesota is where all the fraud focus is happening right now. And I think there's a big question here, Mark, that we're not asking, although I've heard you say it. It's just like, why are we not focusing on this more as a nation? That these payments that are going to daycares, which was the first one, but also to all of this Medicaid fraud and, you know, some legitimate medical things, but transportation companies. I mean, you find something that's got government money in it and it's fraudulent, or it's being used for fraud and laundering in Minnesota specifically. It's probably all over the place. But the question is, why are we funding these things? Why is there money going to a transportation company at all? Why are we funding daycares? I don't know if you know anybody that runs daycares around us. I have a few people in my orbit that they're going, wait a minute, you can just get free money?
How do I get some of that?
Yeah, like,
is it like people who are they kids whose parents are on welfare or whatever, and because of that, the federal government is subsidizing the cost of their daycare. So hopefully the parents will go get a job. Is that what it is?
Well,
something like that?
That's probably the original intent, is that you say, well, for really low income people, the government step in. But of course, it doesn't stop there. It just goes all over the place. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and no oversight.
I'm sure.
Deliberately. But the reason that I brought this up is because there's a guy named Peter Saint-Ange.
I do know of Peter Saint-Ange.
No
Not
relation,
related.
Right?
No.
He is a radio host, I think, maybe in Florida.
He does Daily Signal stuff, right?
Maybe he writes for Daily Signal. But he made a point, and then it made me look it up more, that I thought, that is a really good point. He mentioned the 10th Amendment. Now, the 10th Amendment says specifically that the federal government can only do things expressly listed in the Constitution, and that every other federal activity is illegal. Now, you're opening up a big can of worms here.
Because it goes to the state then, right, in that case.
Because the point was that you had these laboratories of democracy being the states, that they knew that if the federal government got the power of the purse, which really started with the income tax, because before that, the federal government just didn't have that much money. Once they got the income tax, the federal government became this behemoth. And it has never stopped ever since. And so that's why the 10th Amendment was written, to stop it from becoming what it is. But the list in its entirety that the Constitution says that the federal government can do is as follows. Exercise authority over Washington, D.C. Okay, that's fine. Establish lower federal courts. Declare war. Maintain army, navy, militia. Regulate commerce with foreign nations. Foreign nations. Or between states and with native tribes. They can deal with patents and copyrights, bankruptcy, counterfeiting, piracy laws, post offices, postal roads, not more roads, just postal roads. Establish citizenship rules. Important one there.
Yep.
Just a minor thing going on.
We're not talking about that one much. And then lastly, this is the only one dealing with money really at all, other than maybe the bankruptcy one, is they can mint gold and silver coins, but not paper money.
What?
It does not say.
So we're living on a fraud here?
Paper money. The federal government is so out of hand. And I mean, this is a much bigger issue than Minnesota fraud. But the question is, why are we funding all this stuff? And then is the federal government at all, whether that be the executive branch of Congress, whoever, are they even allowed to be doing probably 90% of what they're doing? Because the 10th Amendment is very clear. You cannot do anything other than what is expressly written in the Constitution.
Well, what's kind of scary about this, because you're right, I mean, government, federal government specifically, is so bloated, and that's what we as conservatives, we want to limit government, right? The challenge is when you have a government, a state government run by a lunatic like Tim Walz. I mean, look what can go on under his watch. There's no way he did not have some clue about what was going on. And there's a lot of signs over the last number of years that indicate that, like him changing the Minnesota flag and him raising all that money the day he was announced as Kamala Harris's pick. I mean, he raised millions of dollars, like set some record or something like that. So that's the scary part, is people get away with a lot of this stuff.
And I mark my words, specific to that case, that Attorney General Keith Ellison in Minnesota is going down.
Yeah, I agree with
that.
They
have so much.
And probably Tim Walz.
Tied to him. Yeah, Tim Walz probably too. But I know specifically that they keep saying, look, the Assistant Attorney General, Harvey Dillon, you know, they're saying they have stuff on the Attorney General. They might with Tim Walz too. But I mean, it means that's the top level. Mm-hmm. The minute you get the Attorney General of the state involved and you go, we have you on tape saying blah, 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 it's all going to unravel. But I'm just trying to make this larger point, and just maybe that we could start asking the question, why are we spending all this, especially if it's very possibly clearly unconstitutional?
Right.
That there's a case to be made. And look, this stuff has to snowball. Like maybe it starts at our level and we start talking about it, it kind of works its way up. But it's a seed that I want to plant, that maybe we need to be thinking about more as constitutional conservatives, that all this stuff may not be possible for the federal government at all.
They've just, what, years ago passed a law and ignored the fact that the Constitution does not give them authority to handle those specific things.
Exactly.
Here's what you can deal with, and unless it's expressly mentioned in here, that right goes to the states.
And that ball of twine is so inter-wrapped with everything that we're doing that I'm not saying tomorrow somebody can bring a case to the Supreme Court and it's just going to end it all. But I am saying we need to start having that conversation if we want to get back to the actual Constitution.
It's true.
And start thinking about these things, because it starts with people getting upset about it and pointing back to the original point, which in this case is very clear. It's not like, ooh, we got to figure that out. That's written in the 10th Amendment that you can't do anything outside the Constitution unless it's written.
Wow. All right. Ryan, can you hang around?
Yeah.
All right. We have not talked at all about the fact that it is Tuesday, and today's the State of the State address down in Jeff City, getting underway about 3 o'clock this afternoon. I'm sure we'll have full coverage for you here. We're trying to get the governor on the air tomorrow to talk more about we assume he's going to announce some specifics today on the income tax in the state of Missouri. So we're going to talk about that coming up here in just a minute. All right, today's the day. A little bit later, around 3 p.m. today, Central Time, Governor Mike Kehoe is going to give the State of the State address. Now, it's a little sooner than normal, I think, than traditionally. That has been, I think, I can't swear to this, I think a couple of weeks later than this. But they're getting it out of the way because the session just started last week. And, of course, a key part of the legislative agenda, according to all the reports, and we've been trying to get the governor on to talk about this, is the idea of phasing out the state income tax. So what we believe he will start talking about how he wants to go about doing that and how he's going to work with the legislature to try to, it'll have to be phased out probably. And he's already said previously he would do it responsibly. And my guess is he'll lay that timeline out today. This speech can go on for 90 minutes, maybe not that long. That's more like a State of the Union probably. But regardless, we'll dip in and out of it. It's going to happen right at the end of Annie's show, right at the beginning of Mark's show. So I'm sure that that Mark will be covering some of that. And, of course, we'll have all the reaction tomorrow. We are actively trying to get Governor Kehoe on the air tomorrow. Kim's been on the text line with his press secretary.
Yep. And they made it seem insinuated like he was,
maybe.
Probably available.
When we asked last week about opening day, the opening day of the legislative session, they're like, well, you know, we're probably going to wait till next week after the State of the State. So that's tomorrow. So we're hoping that that they stick to their guns and we can talk about that. And, you know, the greatest thing about getting rid of the state income tax, it'll be one more thing maybe to lure over those Illinoisans, Wiggins.
You Missourians are blessed and you don't even know it. You guys are talking about getting rid of your income tax. And you know what our governor's talking about?
Raising
the income tax. Trying to get rid of the constitutional protection against a flat income tax so they can make it higher.
That's insane.
And voters already rejected it and they're going to try it again. They just want to keep going. They have nowhere to go but up.
Why would even a Democrat in, say, the Chicago area who'd be more inclined to support that, why would they be on board with that?
They're not. Like, the politicians are, but the voters have actually rejected it in Illinois already. But they're just going to keep trying and keep putting more money behind it.
Ring, ring. Opportunities calling, Wiggins, and nobody's answering over there in Illinois.
Oh, I'm answering.
Are you answering? You ready to sell the old homestead and move to Missouri?
No, I'm not.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
The problem is we got too many dang roots over there.
I know.
You know, our kids are in school and everything, and it's like you can't just leave quickly.
Well, then let's talk about secession. I want you to start that secession movement where you draw a line maybe north of Springfield and just take the southern half of Illinois and call it something else. What would Ryan Wiggins call the new state of Illinois? The Southern, you wouldn't want to call it Southern Illinois, would
New
you?
New Illinois.
Like North and South Carolina.
Oh, guys, we'd call it New Missouri.
Oh, there you go.
Missouri 2.
Missouri and New
or
Missouri.
Kentucky 2.
Cut.
I don't care. You can call whatever you
Northern
want.
Northern Kentucky.
No, I'm all on board with secession. Let's go. Just get rid of Cook County, really. I don't care
the rest
of it.
You got to get rid of Cook County to straighten things up over there, I'm afraid. Wow. Wiggins, we appreciate you. Tune in to hear Ryan on Annie's show today and his weekend show, of course. That's going to do it for us. The Brian Kilmeade show is coming up. Again, we'll have more coverage of the State of the State address tomorrow morning right here starting at 5 a.m. Have yourselves a great day.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.